How can existence have primacy over consciousness if existence is everything which exists and therefore includes consciousness? I actually asked Ayn Rand that question. And you have to distinguish whether your context in asking this question is metaphysical or epistemological. If we look at it metaphysically, what is there? What exists in as a total? Then certainly consciousness is only a faculty of certain living beings. It's simply an attribute of an existent, and there is only existence, nothing else. So there's no question of primacy. There's only the one thing. It's within the context of epistemology that this issue comes up. The pursuit of knowledge. You now are using your mind to know something, what is out there. There is the process of knowing and the object, what is being known, the subject and the object, consciousness and existence. Now, in that context, you make a distinction. Even though consciousness itself can be an existent object, which it knows by turning in on itself and introspecting, there's still a distinction within the act of knowing between the knowing and the object of knowing. And there, primacy means consciousness cannot, simply by processes within consciousness, change the nature of that which exists. What exists, exists independent of consciousness, and consciousness is the faculty of perceiving, not of creating or changing it. I hope that clarifies that.